Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Screwball. Screwball.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef, rest easy, KL Hostel.
Who is?
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet, Eric Mossberg, and Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Who has? Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Who hand? Screwball Radio. Another Saturday. What's going on out there?
What's good? Episode 152 underway. Ready to get this thing going. How's everybody out there?
Damn, you sound like you in a tunnel.
You hear me, brother?
Nah, you still sound like you're in a tunnel.
Hold on 1 second.
But anyway, how's it going out there, people? The screwy world out there. You know, Black Paul will be on a little later. But yeah, man, we got a new episode for you. We got a special guest coming on today. Film director, producer. You know, it's going to be a good show today, man. What's going on, E?
Oh, Steph, can you hear me better, a little bit better right now?
Yeah, a little better. You sound a little better.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm good, man. Feeling good, man. It's careful. I just caught some of the results of this crazy fight that just happened. Everybody's buzzing about that on the internet.
Oh, yeah, I ain't catch it. Did he win? Did he lose?
Well, they're saying it's a split decision. They gave it a fairy, and a lot of people are in an uproar behind it because dude put him on his ass. You know what I'm saying? So they look at it. I'm looking at it like I didn't get the chance to see the fight because the fight is overseas. I was thinking the fight was going to be probably about 11 or 12, but since they had it already, I'm late to the party, but from what I'm seeing, Fury probably outboxed him. But at the same time, when you knock somebody out, that's an automatic W for that person to get the knockout. So they're looking at it like probably it's something fishy involved with that.
It should give you more, you know, you should get more points to the card, but, you know, when we talk in boxing, it's about landing and connection. It's about how many times you connected. Like, yeah, you connected on a good one, but if y'all been trading blows for 3 rounds and 4 rounds, you might knock me down 1 round, but if you tally it up, it's all about how many times you connected.
Yeah, you got to carry it out, right? Man. You got to carry it up, especially if we went, if you hit him in the beginning. You got like another 11 rounds.
Well, you know, like, let's say, for instance, you know, when the judges say the cards and they'll be like, oh, you know, I get, you know, he landed 15 times, he landed 13 times, and then he landed 12 times, you know, 9 out of 10 times, they're going to give it to the guy who landed more shots, even if you got a knockdown in there. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And
hey, hold on, my brother. I think we have Frank on the line right now. He's calling from a 954 number, so we're gonna see if that's him. 954.
Nah, this is Razzcast.
Oh, what's up, man?
Oh man, salute.
Salute
the legend, man. Peace.
Much love.
Much love to you.
Got a legend in the building.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he's right here, I think, right here.
I'm getting some game right now. Just listening.
Yeah, last time I seen Razzcast, he was running around on tour with Copyright, and they came to New York. They came to New York, and they came and did Shabam Sadiq's event.
Yep.
House was packed that night.
Low Life event.
For sure. It was definitely packed out building. You know, Raz always comes through and spits them murderous lyrical bars. You know what I mean? East to west.
Much love. Yes, sir. Salute.
For sure.
And still keep it inconsistent. That's the most important thing. Still keep it consistent, even 25 plus years later.
I mean, when you a lyrical beast, it don't matter how many years went by. You a giant,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It don't matter.
It's just, you know, the sweet signs of boxing and these bars is, you know, the practice makes perfect. So the goal is to keep practicing. So, you know, Lord Finesse said an ill thing to me. He said, you know, we ain't got no excuses, MCs. He was like, you know, we don't pull hamstrings, so you better stay on your craft. So I learned from Big Bro.
That's a deep jewel right there, you know? You got to just stay sharp. I mean,
yes.
You know, you've been sharp.
Sir.
You've been sharp. So it's only about, you know, keeping yourself even sharper. I mean, you can't get more sharper, but, you know, every time you go on Google, it's a cut, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's still that 10,000 hours. You got to keep training, you know? You're going to get out of training, so. I just, you know, the goal is to, you know, plus, you know, I know we all love this culture. So for me, I love bars and hearing dope MCs. That's motivation to me. So.
Yeah, for real. I mean, like, you one of those artists that it don't matter where you at. You could be in L.A. You could be in New York. You get high praise because of your lyrical ability. You're not a drug rapper. You're not a gangster rapper. You just come and you be dropping jewels and you just stay sharp and consistent with your shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Sometimes artists come out of the West Coast and they be like, oh, he gangster rap. He's this, he's that. But you one of those artists that, you know, you're not in any of those categories. You in your own lane, you know what I'm saying? That's Razzcast. Like, it don't come
gratitude.
With, oh, he, yeah, you know, you don't come with
gratitude.
The, you know, he a blood or he a crip or he in the gangster music, he this. Nah, it's just Razzcast, and he coming to spit fire every time.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that, you know. It's a little bit of, you know, it's most of us, you know, we talk our shit, we real ones, we real niggas, and and we trying to do better. So that's kind of the gist of what I talk about. You know, I'm a regular brother out here, you know, and, you know, we all been through some gangster shit, do some gangster shit, but I ain't trying to just promote that. Like, that's not my one-sided marketing angle. I'm, you know, I'm still trying to get out here and get some knowledge of self and try to drop a jewel where I can. And, you know, the people that motivated me and, you know, in this music is the ones that was able to do that.
I mean, you know, like you said, that's not your standpoint, but your standpoint is hip-hop culture and it's lyricism, you know what I'm saying? And that's what you bring every time, you know?
Thank you.
And I also want to shout out your son, you know, the culture. What's
Coach
Cocker, again?
Yeah, Coach Cocker. It's twins. The two of them is my son, Raz and Taj. And then there's Eric Jamal. That's the one with the dreads. And Rio Lowe's is the Colombiano. So, yeah, man, the young boys, they you know, they students too, man. So I'm glad that the culture is giving them a shot, man. They dope. They're good humans. They're good people.
Yeah, but the whole thing with that is that, you know, the apple don't fall too far from the tree because they're dealing with lyricism too. It's not about the gangster rap. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they were able to watch you and be a different you. You know what I'm saying? Like
right.
But still, you know, lyrical and they got something good that they were looking at. You know what I'm saying? Like all of us need inspiration for someone, and what better than your pops? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. That's a blessing. It's that, you know, that watching them love the same thing that, you know what I'm saying, to find that passion for hip-hop, especially in the capacity of being lyricists, is, you know, I'm like, wow, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? I know my pops is, you know, I don't like the word pride because I feel like pride can be false, but I know my father's happy and loves what I do, but I don't do the same thing my pops did, so it's interesting watching. You know, it's kind of like LeBron and Bronny. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, oh, look at this nigga. He even picked up all these 10,000 hours that I kept invested in, and he can benefit. You know, they can benefit directly just because they were born around me while I was picking up the 10,000 hours. So that part is love.
Yeah, definitely. They born in the culture because you've been holding the flag. For a very long time, you've been holding the hip-hop flag, and you know, from diapers to grown men, they watched
right.
their father put it down. You know what I'm saying? And,
I'm going to have to give them that, too, born in the culture. I'm going to have to give you that credit. That's born in the culture. These new cats, if they paid attention, they was actually born into this culture. You know what I mean? That's real.
Yeah, for real. You know, a lot of kids out there, you know, they from the hood. And, you know, the color is what the color is in the neighborhood, and they're born into that. And hip-hop is the same thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a culture
right.
we live in. And when we have kids and we're parents and we actually schooling them by us playing the music we play, they're
right.
listening. You know what I'm saying? And right. and I'm sure, just like myself, you know, you playing Pac, you playing Biggs, you playing the Law Professors, you playing the Showbiz and AG, you playing the Far Side, you playing all
right.
this good music, and that's what they growing up to where
right.
you know, a lot of parents don't play that music, and when you give them real hip hop, they're like, who's that?
Fact.
But when you love hip hop like we do, we showing them the Dos Effects, the EPMDs,
right.
the Keith Murrays, the Redmans, like
mm-hmm.
showing them, you know, like this was hip hop in '93. Boom, giving them N.W.A. and the
right.
ITs, and you know what
right.
I mean. So
and we just playing it anyway because we enjoying it. So they just like, you know, in their subconscious, they already hearing it. It's been a soundtrack since they was born, like you said, born into the culture. That's just ill because I never even thought about it like that. Like, wow, you know, they got the luxury of having that golden era, the quality bar. So it really shouldn't be an excuse for a lot of these cats, but then some of their parents probably was listening to the trash. So I get it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh, wow,
yeah.
I never had that perspective.
Yeah, I mean, you know, after a certain year, I guess people weren't into the knowledge.
They weren't into the skill set. They was more into, you know, shaking their ass and drop it like it's hot and all that other shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, Slick Rick was being played and you know, Pete Rock and CL Smooth and, you know what I mean? Like, the E-40s that been crazy with the lyricism, but they overlooked because they don't want to hear that. They want to hear, like I said, they want to hear that they drinking. They want to hear that they pushing rocks on the corner, you know?
Right, right.
Really taking away from the culture by, you know, because over here on Screwball Radio, we only play the real.
Right.
Hip-hop, boom bap. We don't want to hear Drake over here. No disrespect to Drake, but we're not playing Drake over here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That shit gets no burn over here at all.
It's a time and place for everything, you know what I mean?
I think we got Frank on the line, y'all.
Yeah, did Frank make it? You got him on?
Yeah, I'm here, baby.
Frank, you late.
No, I've been here listening to you. I've been here listening to you guys talk.
The man of the hour, man. The man of the hour. Hip-hop 101 documentary. Freestyle documentary. Amazing work.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, man. We, you know, Razzkatazz is one of the stars of this movie, and we essentially tell the story of the history of freestyle rap, but then we kind of continue it into, like, the modern era, and it's sort of like, well, what does it mean for a modern artist that's influenced by that freestyle era and battling and ciphers and, you know, the golden era and stuff? It's like, well, where does that get you, you know, in the music industry today? So we start with talking about everything from it coming from, you know, DJ Kool Herc and coming out of New York and then going to, like, the Good Life in L.A. and Project Blowed and kind of becoming, like on the West Coast, like, improvisational rap, and on the East Coast, like, battle rapping. And then we follow, like, these younger cats that are representing that era. And Razzkatazz is one of the, you know, main sort of commentators throughout it, as well as, you know, everyone from MOP. We got Prodigy from Mobb Deep, rest in peace. We got Sean Price. Yeah, we got Guru before he passed. You know, Gift of Gab, we got Fat Joe, we got Dell. I mean, it's a crazy cat. The Game, Ice-T, Chuck D's our narrator. It's a crazy amount of people that were really down to this idea of talking about rapping and MCs from that point of view, and that, like I grew up on rock and roll, and I'm a guitar player, and I was like, how's everyone talking to Eddie Van Halen about all the technical stuff about playing guitar, and no one talks to, like, rappers about, like, that aspect of it, you know what I mean? So I just like this idea of having this conversation with rappers about, like, the technical skills and the craftsmanship that was going behind what they were doing, instead of just sort of the typical narrative of, like, oh, yeah, you know, tell me about when you were a gangster, you stole crack, or, you know, you got shot, or all that stuff, which I felt like played out. You know what I mean?
One thing for sure, Frank, is, you know, for me, I come from the era that before hip-hop was really big, MCs went places and battled. You know what I'm saying? So if you was the nicest in your project, 9 out of 10 times people were gonna come see you because they wanna battle. You the talk of the block, you the talk of the project, you the talk of the hood, and you know, battling has always been about hip hop. You know what I'm saying? You the nicest, you know, like our brother Black Poet, you know, he used to go around battling everybody. You know? And even when KRS-One went at MC Shan, it was Black Poet that put Queensbridge on his back and went
Queensbridge was always known for, like, battling MCs. Like, Queensbridge always had that reputation for guys that could really go for the throat and go at it, you know? To me, what you sort of find is that there's two, like, zones. I think someone might need a next phone, maybe get muted or something.
I'm hearing like wind or something.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Maybe I throw it on mute or something when you're not, you know, anyway. But anyway, that's way better. So what I was going to say is I think that what I discovered going, you know, talking to all these guys, and I was talking to guys from New York and from L.A. and the Midwest and Houston and, you know, just different areas of America talking about, you know, freestyling as sort of a conversation piece. Because I realized just as a fan that, like, not every, you know, MC is a freestyler. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of guys are lyricists. A lot of guys are battle rappers. A lot of guys are improvisational. Like, a lot of guys use all those tools in their tool belt. What I did know is that, like, most rappers sort of started off in that early stage before they even maybe had their persona and became an artist, you know, bapping on their school table or their hallway and improvisation with their friends and ciphers and little battles, and then the kid on the block that's like, oh man, that's a dude, you got to take him out. Like, you know, like, I kind of knew that everyone started there, so it was a good conversation piece. And then when I would get guys on the mic, I would just go, hey, if you can freestyle, but if not, just do your thing. What I wanted, though, is I wanted everyone's musical performance to kind of be like one take. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want people coming in and putting together, like, a music video, essentially. I needed everything to be like, listen, you can give me a written. If you're not a freestyler, come in and give me a written. But if you can mix it up a little bit, if you can maybe fucking just do it in one take, like, boom, pick a beat and go, then that felt at least like, hey, that's all about performance and showing the audience, this is what I do. You know what I mean? This is my field of expertise.
Well, to be you know, real is freestyling could be a written. You know what
I'm
saying?
Well, in battling, a lot of times it is a written. Yeah, in battling, you have to come in with writtens and punchlines and homework, or you're dead meat.
And then there's,
right? I mean,
yeah, but
Raz will tell you. Raz, don't you agree? I mean, I just do this as I'm fly on the wall, but Raz, you're a real rapper. Like, I mean, so are you, Comet, of course. But
and
Black Pope, but like, you have to, for a battle, come in with like a combination.
Wait. Hold up. Let's take away. Because, you know, the term rapper is not like Razzcast is an MC. It's different. Rappers,
right?
Is rapping.
So everybody's
about,
the rapper
about
nowadays.
I'm saying this as a filmmaker, so you guys are the experts, but.
Yeah,
in my opinion, from what I learned, is that in battling, like, it's sort of a combination of writtens and improvisation.
For sure.
So I'm just, if I could throw something out real quick. So the term freestyle, just think about it, like mixtapes. It'd be a Biggie freestyle, a Big Pun freestyle, whatever. You know, maybe a Razzcast. Like, I got to make Tony Touches, you know, I think it was the 50 MCs mixtape, you know. So they would be freestyle. Some of it it was going to be written. I'm not going to lie. You wasn't going to sit there and freestyle because you want to burn it down so the streets hear it like he killed it. So you couldn't, it probably wasn't in your best interest to just kind of make something up. You want to go in there and blaze it, the locks, whoever it was. So freestyling did take a different life form, especially, and I think that's what Frank's talking about, is that on the West with the Good Life, they really started getting into improvisation, even corrupting them, even in Philly, they started having a lot more demand on, like, off the top, like, Britain's is forbidden type shit. So it got interesting because two schools kind of formed and they glued back together. But the nicest people was always, in my opinion, were the people that could go into your written, because you got to bring your gun to the battle. Don't bring a knife to the gunfight. So you got to have your written. But the people that could, you know, I'm an idiot. I can't think of my brother's name. Sean Price's cousin. Ill. Greatest freestyle ever.
Supernatural.
So Supernat got written, but Supernat can depend heavily on his freestyles off the top of the dome, unwritten right there. And so that creates, like, when you balance somebody, like, you know, and if you on the block and you balance some dude and you could switch out and just do four bars specifically about him on the spot, you're going to kill the battle. You know what I'm saying? That's live performance toolkit Like, that's a tool you can pull out. Like, I was there. I was at SOB's when Royce battled Mr. Fab. And Royce is an incredible lyricist. It got ill because the entire crowd was rolling for Royce, and Fab had the ability to do both. And he was able to drag Royce into deep water with the impromptu shit that got New York going crazy. That was an ill battle because, for the most part, it was the East Coast. He was out of his element. He's a West Coast dude, a Bay Area dude. Balance somebody that still had more socialization versus Midwest, but we were in SOBs, you know what I'm saying? And he pulled it off, and it was ill. You know, it was a reminder, like, if the person that could pull both tools out the toolkit is probably going to be the victorious one. So, yeah, definitely you got to have written. If you ain't got no written, because the lines you can put in the written are going to be impeccable. Look at, you know, the battle leads. Like, when the shit they say, like, They did research. They, you know what I'm saying? They like basically do a whole, I'm going to know your whole life, and I'm going to bar you out. I'm going to know your mama's middle name. I'm going to kill you. So, yeah, I respect both. But I think that's kind of what you explore in the documentary, Frank, is that divergence of the written to the straight, almost jazz version of battling, which is off the top of the head, and how they converge back.
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, for the most part, you know, anytime you hear stories of the legends before they became legends, is that they had to go around and show their skill. They had to go, you know, whether it was Washington Square Park, you know, whether it was, you know, the cafe down in the LES, and you know, the artists would go and they would just battle. It was always about the battle. Hip-hop was,
it's gunslingers, man. It's like the Old West to me. That's kind of what I thought was so fascinating about it. It's like gunslingers. Like, you have all these, like, these dudes who are just ready to, like, mow down other MCs. You know what I mean? Like, that's, it's crazy. Like, I would see that, like, in rock and roll, you'd get these lead guitar players. You know what I mean? It'd be like, you'd hear about this kid, like, oh, man, this guy's a real badass dude. And you might even see, like, two bands, and, like, they wouldn't really battle necessarily, but, like, there was definitely competitive, like, oh, this guy's the new hot shit guitar player. No, but this kid is. But, like, when I saw that manifested into actual musical battling, like, two dudes, like, it'd be like if Eddie Van Halen and Randy Rhoads got on the same stage and were just trading licks, you'd be like, what? That never could have happened. Like, no, of course not. But, like, it happens in hip-hop all the time. You hear about these legendary battles, like you were just saying, Razkaz, and you were telling me about another one you saw about with Jay-Z, like, in a cypher. Like, you know, these incredible artists, like, going at each other, like, at the height of their fame or the beginning of their fame. It's crazy.
I mean, when you think back, you know, Busta Rhymes and Old Dirty Bastard in their high school, they battled.
Right.
You know?
That's crazy.
Or Thurston Howell pulling up next to Busta Rhymes in a car at a light, battling, people honking behind them. You know, these are all actual stories.
You know, I'll tell you a legendary funny story. You know, I go, you know, way back with the Sons of Man guys. So I was their publicist when they recorded The Last Shall Be First, and they came out to L.A., and this is like 1997. There's Killer Priest, Hellraiser, Second Assassin, Prodigal Son, and they were recording with RZA, and they were recording with Praz. I mean, I'm sorry, with Wyclef, but they were in the studio doing Shining Star, and ODB was there. The members of Earth, Wind & Fire was there. Praz was there. I don't know why. He was just hanging out. And I'm with all these, you know, legendary dudes. And you guys know that song, you know, the Sons of Man version with Wyclef and Earth, Wind, and Fire, Shining Star. Like, that's a pop song, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But when they went in, like, Wyclef had this whole, he sat everyone down. He goes, guys, we're going to mess with them on this. Like, we're not sticking to, like, 12s and 16s. It's going to be like Prodigal. You're going to do 8, and then, you know, Razor, you're going to come in with the 6. And all the MCs were, like, writing their notes down, like, okay, 8 bar 6, and they're getting ready to, you know, write their lyrics down. And then they all look at ODB, and ODB just looks at them and goes, I don't know what the hell you're saying, man. Just turn on the microphone. And he went in there and spit the verse that you hear on that record in one take off the top. And that's the only take he did. He went in, spit the verse you hear, opening verse to a hit song, boom, one take, off the top, freestyle the whole thing. Crazy.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's when the magic happens, is sometimes that impromptu, you know, for me, the thrill of the battle, like, I've had, you know, my share of battles. I've been lucky enough to be a fly on the wall. The one that I always would hear a lot about is Cannabis that went to go battle Wu-Tang by itself, Young Cannabis. So, and apparently he was drilling, and then they called Priest out, and Priest did, but, and just like you were saying, like the written is deadly. Priest did Heavy Mental and run the whole Heavy Mental and shut the, there was no battle after that. So again, that stuff's legendary, whether it's written or not, but usually you better have a nasty written. And if you can do freestyle first, like I battled a clique before, who won't be named right now, but I battled a clique by myself in New York. And my first 4 to 5 rounds, I was freestyling, but I was holding mine, so I was good. And then once they kicked their, you know, there was 3 or 4 rounds with them, then when I started going into my rims, it was too, they were at deep water. You could drag them. So it's even techniques for battling to me. And I definitely come from that, you know, if you know, the popular dude in your high school, the popular dude in your neighborhood, people pulling up. I pulled up to Long Beach. I would pull up and go rap against older dudes than me, Snoop Dogg and all of them. Like my homie BB brings it up. Like, he be with Daz and them all the time. Like, Lil Raz would be pulling up. Aaron niggas out. That's what I did. Yeah.
All right, then we got a Black Poet on the line.
No doubt. Awesome. That's real hip-hop right there. That's dope. That's real hip-hop right there. You know what I'm saying? Spitting that shit. And running around with your niggas. That's real hip hop, man. All this money shit niggas are talking. But yeah, man. I'm here on the line. I may be late. Still great.
Salute. Respect, King.
What's good?
Yo, Poet.
Yes.
So great to hear from you. This is Frank Meyer. We talked when I put that movie Risen out with Hellraiser last year, a couple years ago. And you know, I'm a hardcore Screwball Poet fanatic. Fanatic. I go back to PhD, man. I'm a PhD guy. Like I'm a poet guy.
So you know that real hip hop. You know that street shit. You know
hell yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, that's why he's here promoting his new documentary, the Freestyle Hip Hop 101 documentary. Is all about the off-top skill, the written skill. You know, that's why we got our brother Rad Cash from the West Coast here, because, you know, he's
Rad
another
Cash,
lyrical
up,
MC.
Son?
What's up? What's up, King? How are you?
All right, gangster, everything gangster with me. How you?
I'm blessed. Everything is beautiful.
Hey,
yeah,
Poet,
man, so
weren't you just in Europe?
Yeah, I just got back the other day. You know what I'm saying? Spreading that hip hop around. You know?
Yes, sir.
That's crazy. Touring over in Europe is the greatest, isn't it? I go over there and play with my rock and roll bands all the time, man. I love it.
Yeah, it was definitely fun, man. Fun. So who in that documentary that you put
Well,
out?
Man, we got MOP, we got Prodigy from Mobb Deep before he passed in peace, rest in peace. We got Sean Price, we got Guru, we got Fat Joe, we got Dell, Hieroglyphics, we got Raz Kaz, of course. We got The Game, we got Ice-T. It's narrated by Chuck D, and it basically tells the history of freestyle rap. But then it kind of like leads you into today's modern music scene and almost kind of like, well, what does it mean in the modern music industry to be like the best gunfighter in the West? You know what I mean? Like you have all these skills, you have this tool belt, but like, you know, the way the music industry is now, it's like ringtone rap and all that stuff. Like, what does it mean? So that's kind of, it's sort of like the history of the genre and then like what it means in today's music industry. And then just all these different artists, you know, Supernatural and, you know, all these guys, you know, guys like Mike and Nine, just talking about kind of the skills and the way it's split off into, like, impromptu improvisation on the West Coast and more of the battle rap scene on the East Coast. And we kind of explore both those lanes. You know what I'm saying?
That shit is dope. It's going to be streaming?
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime and YouTube Movies and Google Play, Freestyle 101, Hip Hop History. And the greatest thing ever, man, and I think everyone on this phone call can you know, attest to what this was, this moment for me, is like Chuck D agreed to be the narrator of the film, and I got to spend 2 days in the recording studio with Chuck D, with him reading my script, like my words I wrote, and then he's reading them, and he's asking, oh, hey, Frank, you want me to hit this harder, be light here? What if we said, at one point I had a line that said, you know, like, and then Open Mike Eagle goes back to Leimert Park and goes to the scene of the crime. And he goes, hey, Frank, what if it was scene of the rhyme? And I'm like, oh, shit. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Thank you, Chuck. Rewrite that line, sir. You know,
yeah,
so, like, that was the greatest part for me, is just getting to, like, work with Chuck as a vocalist, but not necessarily in a musical sense, but just more like, you know, he's got that commanding, incredible voice, and having him kind of tell the story of this lane of hip-hop to me felt like a really good look and a really important thing, you know?
Yeah, Chuck,
yeah, I
would have
filmed that, too.
Original voices in hip-hop.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, E, you know, on that note, let's give the people out there, the listeners, a little taste of you know, what they could look for in this documentary.
Let's
already,
go.
You're already on it. Let's go with it.
Yo. Yeah. Earth shattering, first to burst battering. Wrong color on your turf trafficking. What up? Sean the name, y'all niggas ain't ready for. Won't be for the street, none of my metaphors. Sean the bomb, Lebanon, Decepticon. Most high, most fly, bow tie like Farrakhan. All praises due to Allah. Have no idea what I do to your squad. Listen, your face look like steak with the A1 sauce. When the guard let the AR off, bang. Listen, ain't a rapper that a battle on smack. I'm the rapper with the gat on your hat, nigga. Rap prime minister, I will not finish up. 4-4 hot punch, bitch, fatally finish up. Y'all niggas is whack. Sean Price and I'm bringing it back. Yeah, I'm almost famous. Y'all niggas is half-ass, almost anus. Got a new car, almost ranged it. We broke bond and chain, almost exchanged it. I hang with niggas that's two-time felons. First of the month on the stupid dime selling. Yeah, Sean Price is dumb. Sell crack on the block with Mike Tyson from. Listen, I like fighting, but I'm nice with guns. I might knife him, but I like my gun. Unleash me, Paul, daddy the dog. With my eyes on the green, nigga Kermit the Frog. Stupid with mine, my stupidest lines. I put them together, turn them to a beautiful rhyme. When I rap, y'all niggas take notice. When you rap, niggas notice you bogus. Focus on me, Sean Price broken some C. Heroin addict, literally the dopest MC. Yo, I'm telling the truth, you living a lie. When I step in the booth, all competitors die. My sweater is fly, look at my kicks. Look at my jeans, look at that shit. I'm crooked as shit, I still crack in the building. Domestic violence, start wildin', smacking my children. Ruckus the realest, realer. Bathing ape and red monkey, I'm a fucking gorilla. Donkey Kong is the game, Donkey Sean is the name. I'm playing for keeps, I'm part of the chain. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Seven Sign, Capadonna,
Bigelow,
y'all niggas know,
Mount Chesapeake,
y'all, check it out now, yo Cap,
yo, get it.
Well, at the age of 18, I was an MC fiend, need a rehabilitation to release the steam. I've been rhyming so long and now I'm finally hooked, and I ain't saying I'm the best, but I've never been took. Yo, I'm a cool poet, rhyming alcoholic, rhyming so correct it take a week to install it. Call my bluff, say I'm copping a plea for the vocal I'm using. You're out of my league. Yeah, son, my name is Don, I'm strung on the rhymes, and it's getting to the point where you're just wasting my time. But if you thinking that you want some, do for a taste, see me with your mic and meet me face to face, cause I'm a magic magician, keep on dissing. When I rock the jam, you know the crowd do listen, I'm an explorer. Like a Tom Sawyer, got a rep for rapping and I never bow before ya. Girl charmer, night with sharks and armor, causing more destruction than an aircraft bomber. Wound healer, drinking mad tequila. My girl is a secret, so I never real reveal. I'm a nighttime filler, from the killer hiller. Rock a block party from any time until it's sentimental. Not an oriental, rhyming so legit you wouldn't think that I was mental. Captain Crunch, crunchy chump, blue and white dunks. Crunch, brrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
Yeah. Yeah. One time for your mind. Yeah. Get the gap like a licious QP. One time. Literal master coming back to blast your gift to gab rhyming, yo, chapter after chapter. After I'm done, there will be no more. I grabbed the microphone and began to soar. A poor literate jaw, consider it your legitimate pure talent on the microphone. I'm gambling, I'm giving it, it all that I got when I rock the spot. Gift to gab, yo, take it from the bottom to the top. Check out the style I'm about to play. Just doing these lyrics here in L.A. Yo, when it comes to lyrics, yo, we don't play. Gift to gab up on the mic, making rappers decay. I ride the beat through the beat like a roller coaster. When I'm on the microphone, you know that my solo boasts a little bit of style. You know that I had inside of my body playing rappers just like Madden games. Rappers is tame, rappers is lame. Every time I'm on the mic, you'll never be the same again. I'm on another plane, man. My brain is about to explode and I'm about to cause flames to erupt. But I'm not gonna burn down Malibu. On the microphone, come back, can you do what this rapper does when he's on the microphone? Even if I'm sober or I'm buzzed, GA lyrical all day, every evening. On the microphone, yo, I give you that feeling. Reeling, bobbing, moving, weaving. Everybody on the microphone, I'm so intriguing. Gift the gab up on the microphone, I'll be the fiend. And when I step up on the microphone, oh, you know I'll be the verbal king. I step up on the microphone here in L.A. On the microphone, I kick a rapper like Pele. Kicks the soccer ball, I used to kick it back in the days. When I'm ripping, it's accurate. And I slay in competition, on a mission. Gift the gab, I'm domination. And I'm bombing men and women, listen. Again and again and I leave y'all trembling, winning the tournament like I'm playing Wimbledon. I'm in again, get the gap, it's infinite. And when I get up on the mic, I'm flying. Everybody know I'm ripping from America all the way to Mount Zion. I'm flying high up in the sky like an eagle. Never stop, cause my style is so regal. G-E-A-V, up on the mic, never stop. Please, they be telling me to take it to the top. And I do every single time. I just live here to rhyme and rhyme and rhyme and rhyme all day. I gotta say, yo, I used to do this shit way back in the day, and I'm going good through this shit, shall I decay? Yo, check it out, every rapper I will slay. Get the gab up on the mic, and I do it because of the feeling and the way that makes me feel. The buzz that I feel inside of my bones. To get the gab here up on the microphone, just rocking it, rocking it. Never gonna stop it. Topic after topic is so damn tropical. Third eye vision coming out of my optical. If a fool steps up, you know I'm about to mop a fool. And for me to stop rapping, it's improbable. When I'm on the microphone, I got a job to do. Get the gap mopping you, stopping you, chopping you down to your fragments. Daggers, got to do damage. Peace, G-A, lyrical, miracle, miracle, lyrical, get this miracle, rap my mind's a numerical, Lord of us, I slaughter my rapper, causing a disaster, thinking faster than the speed of light, indeed I'm right in the middle of the night, if you're black, I want to strike like lightning, so enticing, fight like Tyson, I am the one.
Red banger, blue banger, gang banger. Banger.
You act as us, and that's whack as fuck. Rubber bands round the money, then we stack it up. I can't trust a hater that be acting sus. Suspect niggas get clapped and cut. You act as us, and that's whack as fuck. Rubber bands round the money, then we stack it up. I can't trust a hater that be acting sus. Suspicious motherfuckers get clapped and cut. I'm with the shits like Pampers. Shoot at the side of your head, fucking ear, no tamper. Fun fact, the Nazis created Fanta. A black love for strawberry soda and pan hamsters. Corn syrup and pork. Not a LA gang, sponsor hood chapters in New York. Never seen a W-9, but youngster putting in work. Saudi honors gon' teach they baby daughters to twerk. And it's all shit they giggle, so somebody get murked. Put them R.I.P. on a t-shirt. Alert, I be lounging with the Rosses eating Escaris fish. Fish head still on the plate, an excellent dish. Regin blew the loud, Razzy moved the crowd. To the gods say it's a rap like Turin's trial. Born again Christian, Dior sneakers. I found true religion without preachers. A trap star dream is just more tweakers. Trying to buy a grand with your speakers. Old school spelling booze on a beeper.
58008 upside down. New school charging 5 bands for the feature. Corrupted by Ricardo Brown from Dog Pound. Yo, Rabby, suckers be loving to hate you. But men who walk on their knees always getting to face you. You whack and such, and that's whack as fuck. Rubber bands round the money, then we stack it up. I can't trust a hater that be acting sus. Suspect niggas get clapped and cut. You whack and sus, and that's whack as fuck. Rubber bands round the money, then we stack it up. I can't trust a hater that be acting sus. Suspicious motherfuckers get clapped and cut. Simmies all spent, broke niggas don't set trips. Cause watching Netflix don't get ticked. Can't chill when you still gotta pay the bills every month. Lane steadily front, the wolves ready to hunt. No fake fight, execution style. Went from daylight to seeing red brake lights. Pearl Mafia, PCA like a great white. Wise men chase light, weak niggas chase hype. Following trends, taking money phone pics. Top C note legit, the rest of them shit's counterfeit. My style too wavy, might drown a bit. Haters either pound a dick and suck all the clam chowder out of it. West Coast lyricist, I stay open with a bar, liquor license. I'm talented, write the best verse ever and won't memorize it. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes, nigga. I tell them cut the crap like shooting dices. My merchandise is the nicest for certain vices. A snake will take your plug, no cap. That's from the nigga you hate to love. You whack and suck, and that's whack as fuck. Rubber bands round the money, then we stack it up. I can't trust a hater that be acting sus. Suspect niggas get clapped and cut. You whack and sus, and that's whack as fuck. Rubber bands round the money, then we stack it up. I can't trust a hater that be acting sus. Suspicious motherfuckers get clapped and cut.
Keeping it gravy, where was I? That flash perpetual roller. Bebo Cleco, the crosses on my rosary holy. Cause I make jazz with this hammer. Like Winston Marcellus, what up fellas? My whole style is playing for fellas. I'm a Don, I get it on, y'all extra jealous. Pop off, Smith & Wesson with the laser beam. I seen y'all crew, y'all shooting like the women's team. I'm straight to the hole, music going straight to the soul. If this was years ago, first week my album be gold. Cool. I'm getting money, y'all. Shout out to all them girls of the pole.
That's what I'm talking about. Your Schoolboy Radio, live from the Matrix, nothing but that raw shit. What's good?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Frank, you there?
Yeah, man. You know, that, that first thing that you guys played, the Sean Price one, that's actually not in the movie. That's an unreleased one I gave you guys just to play it because it's awesome and we all love Sean P. But Sean Price is one of the only artists, artists that came in multiple times were Sean Price, Taj from the Alcoholics came in solo, and with the Alcoholics and Planet Asia came in once solo and once with DJ Muggs. But Sean was really cool, as you guys know, and he was a big supporter of the show, and he hooked me up with Buckshot, and he hooked me up with a studio to shoot at one day, and he hooked me up with a bunch of rappers, and he came in and was just awesome both times. But that rap I gave you of Sean Price is from the first time he came on Freestyle One. I've also got a Helter Skelter one with Rockness that's incredible as well. And then it was like Gift of Gab, and that one's from the movie. And I forget what – there's another one you played that was from the movie as well. And
Capadonna?
Capadonna, that one's in the movie as well. And then I think we played a new Razzcaz track and that Little Fame Chic joint, which is a new one as well.
Yeah, those are two
crazy,
exclusives.
And those guys are all in the movie. Little Fame's in the movie. Chic Looch is in the movie. All those guys are in our movie.
Do we got any more music to play? I want to hear some more shit.
You got that Ice-T joint, man? That one's crazy. Ice-T came in and dropped this thing you're about to hear in like one take. It was absolutely... But it was like being in the booth with Miles Davis. You know what I'm saying? Like, talk about
someone that's everything, man. I want to hear everything you sent to us, man.
I think I sent you that Ice-T one. Put that one on. It's crazy. And I think I sent you Prodigy, and that one's also not in the movie. That's an unreleased one. And Big Noid, too. If I sent you that, that's also not in the movie.
Yeah, we definitely we saving the best for last. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And I'm going to need to jump in a minute, but I just want to tell everyone that, for one thing, it's always an honor to talk to Comet and Black Poet. I'm a fan of both you guys' work. I'm a big fan of Queensbridge Rap, and Poet, you are the architect Queensbridge Rap, so I pay, you know, ultimate respect to your body of work. But the movie's called Freestyle 101 Hip Hop History. It's on Amazon Prime, Google Play, and YouTube Movies. You can go to freestyle101movie.com. And if you guys like real hip hop, man, you got to watch this movie. Everyone's in it. It's crazy.
Oh, man, I'm watching. I'm going to go check it out tonight.
Word. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Word. Let's hear that music. I'm waiting that fire, kid.
Yeah,
yeah, everybody hit y'all with some more heat right here. Let's go.
1-2, G4, special ops, we going in. Hardcore shit, what we do, Iceberg. Yeah. Enough talk, niggas talk too much. I said it, time to splash, bitch niggas. Gunfight, paramedics, call my regiment up. At midnight, tip on the flashlight. You claim you want beef, it's too tough. Called you bluff, shot you such close range, blew out your eardrums. Hit you with the Mac, flash your cage out your back. The other niggas stepped up and got bucked by my ninjas. Casualty after casualty, all up in you. You're not a street vet yet, bitch, you're a beginner. My niggas eat punks like your crew for dinner. Rocky and broad daylight to make the wrist double. Hit you in the lung with my gun, watch your chest bubble. Step on, I feel the Teflon, black talons. Rip through your vest, hit your chest, lose your balance. You never had no drama with the real, now you want it. My skill got you haunted, the ski mask got on it. Shoot, bitch, bust your gun, catch your body, cuz, not your motherfucker. You don't know who your mommy was, cock back, let this shit fly and make me die. The West Coast will walk around daily with the toaster. No escape, BMS, roll out the yellow tape, chalk off the sidewalk, just New York. Come on, it's the gamble of your life tonight. Are you a G that makes your gun sing, a bitch with a tongue ring? Flat out, I'm what this shit's all about. Nocturnal with the flamethrower, USDA, no, it's not no toy, I'm cold in the camo. Load up your ammo, blow out your candles. You could be a fly nigga, die nigga. You could catch your dick up in the daylight, fuck around with my niggas. Come with your task force, I blast with my mask off. I don't give a fuck about your rep or your hood. You're now fucking with your last nigga, quick to blast. I don't give a fuck, it in that ass nigga. You don't really wanna try with the flyers. Click bang, you're going hustler. I pull the trigger long, I dot, get shot, CE, big T. Reload, flip the clip, come on nigga, get me. Stuck in hell with the splinter cell. It don't get no harder than this. Are you retarded as shit? Fag dump with the black mag, trunk with the double bag. Blood on the ski mask, throw up the blue rag. Looking at me like your ass didn't know. See me in the apple, 24s in the snow. Hitting switches out in Cali in the hood, you won't go. My click cooks the crack in the Pyrex. Pimp with the finest society who will die next. Gone with your punk ass life and your wife. Iceberg, nigga, what?
Hip-hop icon. Jump through your sunroof, run through your funds, dude. I'm a hunt proof, got too much spit for one booth. I'm the truth. You a damn liar. If I'm not hotter than campfire, these energy vampires sound like Sanjaya. They manginas, tucking they tail inside their vagina. Old timer, 49er rhymers with Alzheimer. When I'm blowing up more spikes than underground coal miners, I'm the laughing hyena that's killing them with kindness. Got more lines than sinus, get more peanuts than Linus. You can call mine some nappy-headed flows like Don Imus. God have mercy on your soul, this you must pray, because you fell off and got booed just like Miss USA. I'm timeless, these cats are spineless little furballs, and I don't have to quit inside the cypher just because my girl calls. I'm so sick of, I'm about to Earl, y'all. Freestyle fellowship, haiku, the Tom Project glow. It's a whirlwind, snatching you up like your girlfriend. Inside dilemma, I don't need to listen to your demo or the instrumental. I'm from South Central in my final intro. It's to let your menstrual flow. You period, you're not taking me serious. You're more curious, I'm furious. Dilapidated funk dies, the raps die, they capsize. A lot of these cats in the bowl of Quran and with their face get baptized. It's all love, you couldn't play me if we were we. And if I was an invisible MC and you try to strike me out on TV, there's so much envy. A lot of MCs never recognize the sacred geometry. Gee, I'm a G, look at me, I'm a tree. I grow beyond the flower of life, I flow, and I will devour you on sight. Snatch your life, take the ultimate price of sacrifice. Cook it up like a sack of rice. These cats is pitiful. I'm more critical and I'm spinning them with the centrifugal force and giving them more inertia. And what's worse, these dudes ain't critical. I'm just serving these fools, it's not even that difficult. Observing the rules and on earth, as I grow, they see the worth and the pain of the woes. Dudes don't even know how Mike and I rose. Haiku to Tar, freestyle fellowship, project blows, y'all. It's all love. Yeah. It's all love. And above and beyond the rest, a lot of these cats can't get it off their chest. I open up their chest like sesame, breathing down their neck, my foot up on their back. These cats don't even know they're still disrespecting me. Insect MCs, I take off your wings and crush you, but instead I'll let you go free. Catch you in a jar with a little piece of paper on top. My style rocks beyond the size of a skyscraper. I got a rock. I like eating capers and salads a lot. I got the balance. Don't understand, I rock the block and concoct different type of thingamabobs and highly sensitive circuitry. I work in these different degrees. I never parakeet, I bury deep these bees. You don't know, it's simply me, myself and I, my loved ones fly. They already know that Mike 9 spy verse spy tactics can never kill the fly way I utilize. But still, dip another skillet into the propane, out the gas jet flame, cast checks any name. So many different scientific theories are given throughout the universe, degrees, the healization throughout the cosmosis, my psychosis, as the crowd is throwing me roses and bravos. Who wants to oppose this? I know. A couple of cats who are finally out, like it's going to contest Mike and I's route. Without getting socked in his snout, they are vinyl, but they cut this word on vinyl, or any other demo, or replay tape. So as these fools, I go more than wild, more than ape, crushing them like the skin of grapes. Cats don't even know it, I've seen the fake, revenge the rake. Yo, keep digging in the crates. And keep the love with the nine stuff straight. Oh yeah. Is that cool? Cool. Got enough cannon fodder. Enough for the kids. Gotta go now.
Boy Rapper, Queensbridge finest, 41st side and all that, nigga, N-O-I-D, M-O-B-B, let's get it cracking, son. You already know, I'm from New York, New York, that's where I'm from. Walk with a limp, hand on my gun, hoodie on my head, don't ever run, don't stun on me, cause I'm not the one. I'm from New York, New York, that's where I'm from. Walk with a limp, hand on my gun, hoodie on my head, don't ever run,
don't stun on me, cause I'm not the one. I get a grand for every bar, dog, I don't spit. Look when I get on a song, man, that's a hit. Look when I pull out the pound, fool, I don't miss. A lot of rats in this game, so you gotta be cautious. My rap flow is sick, they say it's nauseous. And any chick I ever dealt with is gorgeous. You get turned down, nigga, I get off it. They love it in the whip or up in they office. I lay the smack down, let them know who the boss is. My pimp game tight and I ain't taking no losses. My nickname Pipe, cause I'm strong like horses. These niggas try to front on me, I straight up lost it. I pulled out empty 16s and tossed it. Come on, dog, you think you got it in me? Get off it. Now shoot them up, gangsta gully shit, done, I'm on it. It's street lights, I hundle under street lights, homie. You know me, the N to the Uzo, the Y to the D-O. You couldn't see my style even if you had a peephole. Chicks on my back track me down like a P.O. I put niggas lights out quicker than a C.O. The thing is I don't box though, I empty out and reload. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but let's keep that on the D-Lo. I'm trying to do my number, stop the bank like in C-Lo. Picture you a gangster, man, you phony on a Cleo. New York, nigga, that's where I'm from. Walk with a limp, hand on my gun. Hoodie on my head, don't ever run. Don't stun on me, cause I'm not the one. I'm from New York, New York. That's where I'm from, walk with a limp, hand on my gun, hoodie on my head, don't ever run, don't stun on me, cause I'm not the one they say I think I'm ill, cause I say what I feel, yeah well I don't bite my tongue for no one, I tell them done a hood where I'm from, real, recognize real, pack still, beep coming, you don't run, you see, I was raised with the wolves in them, known as the hoodlums, average nigga shook of them, police stay fucking them, all they see is crooking them, yeah that's all they saw, and them diamonds on their neck, from pitching that roll. Not talking about ball when a nigga got a score. We thinking with chick to get the stash of shit on the drawers. Big dreams, big things, pushing European cars. Fuck being locked up, locked behind bars. Don't worry about the next nigga, homie, get yours. If you about nothing, you stay front and get lost. Cause this is for my real niggas locked behind walls. My niggas on the block grinding, trying to get it all. Up in New York, New York, nigga, that's where I'm from. Walk with a limp, hand on my gun, hoodie on my head. Don't ever run, don't stun on me, cause I'm not the one. I'm from New York, New York, that's where I'm from. Walk with a limp, hand on my gun, hoodie on my head. Don't ever run, don't stun on me, cause I'm not the one. I said New York, New York, New York, New York, New York, New York. You already know. Yeah, yeah, it's your boy Rapper. Yeah,
this is what we do, man, all day, every day. Infamous Marv D, you know what I mean? H&IC, G4, never seen before, exclusive. Hey, yo, call somebody, man, tell them to change to G4, man. We on the air. Hey, yo, check this out. The H&IC, the head nigga in charge, the boss, the captain, crunch dog, the Sarge on G4. PS3, your Xbox, you hear my songs on Grand Theft Auto. They got me locked in the cage, but it's ill, I'm still on your TV screen. The beats compliments of Messiah, kids don't use drugs, Mobb Deep get you higher. Yeah, it's like that, G4, all day, right here, keep it locked, you know how we do it, son, Mobb Deep, you know what I mean? H&IC, H&IC 2, let's go.